Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this getaway Friday night. It is February the 11th, 2022, 12 and a half minutes past the hour. In studio tonight with Angie Evers, big Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. The Bengals are involved with the Rams. And, of course, we're picking the Bengals by 10-plus points. And then we've got Valentine's Day coming up on Monday. And 10 days after Valentine's Day is my birthday. So there you go. Phone lines are open. We had calls right up to the top of the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, if anything's on your mind.
Who's the Super Bowl entertainment this year? I haven't even heard.
You mean the halftime show?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, I couldn't even tell you the last time I watched a Super Bowl. I know everybody's glued to that, but that's never really been my thing. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, if you haven't figured it out yet or haven't looked it up, that place that one caller was talking about is right there across Orchard Street from the Harding Hotel. Guess what they sell there?
What do they sell there?
Bridal gowns.
Oh, no.
Bridal gowns.
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't know that I would need a bridal gown. I think people would think that was odd if I'd wear that around.
Why, yes.
Yeah, I don't know. That might be bad.
Don't let nobody talk you into doing anything you don't want to do.
Now, what's your Valentine's Day plans?
Well, I don't know.
Now, do you normally participate?
My wife hasn't told me what my Valentine's plans are.
So you do participate?
If she wants to, yeah. Well, I mean, our anniversary is 2 days later.
Oh, well, how many years?
It'd be 31 this year.
Wow, congratulations. So what keeps a marriage working for 31 years?
A lot of compromise.
Now, see, I always heard it was separate bathrooms.
Well, we have separate bathrooms, but it's compromise.
Compromise.
It's a lot of hard work to get this long. I mean, I'm sure some of your callers have been married longer than I have, but...
You know, it's a tough... Now, did you have a big wedding?
No.
Like a justice of the peace?
The preacher that married us couldn't even read.
Really?
He'd done it by memory. Yeah.
Well, how about that?
We got married in a little church back there on Barnhart.
You know, a lot of people, it's interesting, I've noticed a lot of people don't get married in churches anymore. They get married outside.
Yeah, well, I mean, we got married in February. I wasn't going to get married outside.
You know, the one time that I was engaged and was not aware of it, I do remember at one point somebody saying something about getting married at the Harding Memorial.
Well, that would be interesting.
Yeah, I mean...
Get the clearance to do it.
Well, I don't... See, my idea is it's better to ask forgiveness than permission.
Yeah, but weddings, I mean, that's not a quick in and out. I mean, they take a little bit. Somebody's going to notice.
You remember a few years ago that whole scandal at the Harding Memorial when the son of a soldier went and took a picture with his father's, I can't remember, it was a horse or something, and the lady who ran the Harding home came up and tried to throw him off the memorial property, said they couldn't have animals up there or something, and then we all found out why they were there, that this soldier or police officer, it was something like that, had been killed.
I do remember something about a horse being on the memorial ground.
Oh, I'll tell you, she got taken to task for that, and she should have gotten taken to task. That is President Harding's memorial. It's not anybody else's, and if somebody wants to get married on my grave, I don't care.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure he's not going to care. I'm pretty sure he's not even going to know.
No, so if he would appreciate that. God knows he had a lot of women in his life.
Oh, yeah. I hear about it on the radio all the time.
Oh, my goodness. Well, his wife's on here all the time.
I know. I hear that, too.
We give her fair time. We give her equal time.
You give her more time than you give him, I think.
Well, we do, because we feel bad, because, you know, she got ran out on several times. I haven't found Carrie Phillips' grave yet either, but I hear she's buried here in Marion.
Really?
I think somebody did say that she's buried in Marion. Now, I don't know if she's with her husband or not.
If she's buried in Marion Cemetery, all you gotta do is go to the office. They'll tell you.
Well, that's true. So I still got to find Bob Mason's tombstone, and I got to find Carrie Phillips.
Yep. I heard you guys on the radio before your show came on, when Charlie's show was on. You guys was talking about all the graves over there and all the clings and the whether or not Eber Baker was in there. And then you guys started testing the mics, and there was some of it I missed.
Sometimes you got to do that. But it is true. I don't want to get into that story again, because I think people are tired of me talking about it. But I don't believe for a second Eber Baker's in the Marion Cemetery. He's still over on Quarry Street, and people are just going to have to learn to deal with it.
Well, I'll tell you, out there at the college that you teach at a college, correct?
No, high school.
High school, okay. Well, I'm sure you have connections with the college.
Yes.
Being the popular guy you are.
That's the get around town, yes.
See if they have one of those ground-penetrating radars that they can go over there with you, or if they'll let you use it, go over there to Eber Baker's grave, put the ground-penetrating radar on top of it, and you'll know if something's down there, or if it's just a bunch of dirt with a rock on top of it.
Well, like I said, if this is the first time somebody's listening, the story is Eber Baker was definitely buried in the Quarry Street Cemetery.
Yeah.
But when they closed it, there's a story that they moved him because he was the founder of Marion to the Marion Cemetery. And yes, there is a tombstone in the Marion Cemetery for Eber Baker. But I have called the Marion Cemetery office, and I said, well, what's the record? When was he interred there? And they have no record of anybody ever being interred where he is. So I'm thinking that there's nobody there. I mean, and again, how would they, even if Eber Baker's tombstone was able to be found over at Quarry Street, I mean, what'd they do, dig him up and leave his wife there and leave his... It doesn't make any sense.
Well, isn't the whole family over at the Marion Cemetery, isn't there a bunch of Bakers over there?
Well, I think they took the tombstones over there from Quarry Street, but I don't think they took the bodies, because back in those days, people were buried in pine boxes.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
and they weren't embalmed, so they would have deteriorated pretty quick.
Yeah, I don't think there was anything. I just think Marion does not want the reputation that during the Popcorn Festival, people were parking on top of our founder. Even though he was kind of a rapscallion in life, you know, he got hauled into court many times.
Oh, yeah.
So there's that.
That ground-penetrating radar will tell you all you need to know, and it doesn't disturb the ground or anything.
But we'll have to. That'll be a project. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And also, don't you think the Marion Star would have covered that?
Have you looked it up in the archives?
There's nothing. I would think that they would cover Eber Baker's body being transferred.
I don't know. I found Carrie Phillips' grave.
Oh, is it in the Marion Cemetery?
Yeah. There's a whole family. Like, I found it online.
Is she next to her husband?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know her husband.
She didn't spend much time with him in life. Why in death? Holy mackerel. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, Friday evening radio extravaganza.
You got it. How's it going?
Oh, pretty mellow here in Adam Land.
It sounds like it.
Land of the excitement. It's the Friday evening mellow voice. I was going to make a Super Bowl score prediction, but I had a question first. Did Mayor Scott get in touch with Dr. Strickland?
No, don't be facetious. What do you mean, Dr. Strickland?
He's a PhD, isn't he? Doesn't Ken Strickland have a PhD? I believe.
Yeah, but I think if you've been the governor of the state, I think you probably prefer to be called governor.
Well, he's not governor anymore, but he's still a PhD.
No, but I'll tell you a funny story. You remember Jesse Ventura?
I do believe so.
Okay. Somebody, he was on, I think it was Larry King one night, and he was on there with another politician, and they were having some kind of discussion about something, and the other guy, the politician who was on with him, and this was after Jesse Ventura was out of the governor's mansion, but he called him the body, which was his name in wrestling, Jesse the Body Ventura. And he called him the body, and Jesse Ventura got very agitated about that, and he said, "You refer to me as governor." He said, "That's the highest title that I've held." And they do call him governor when he's on shows, and I know, like, Kasich, he's called governor when Colleen Marshall interviewed him. I think when you've been something like that, that's what, you know, you're referred to as the highest position you've had. Like, in the Army, I think that's the same thing as well.
I'd say that Dr. Strickland is more accurate because he is still a PhD. He does have a PhD, I'm pretty sure.
I can email him, but I bet he'd prefer to be called doctor or governor.
Well, I mean, it's accurate, right? Because he's not governor anymore, but he's still a PhD. So.
But he's been governor.
Okay, well, however you would designate him, has Mayor Scott gotten in touch with him?
You know, I don't know. I haven't talked to either one of them since then.
Because it sounds like he really wanted the mayor to talk to him.
Well, I don't know if I mean, that's their business. I don't even know what they wanted to talk to each other about.
Yeah, I don't. I was kind of wondering. Yeah, well, I mean, it's on the news, so I was kind of wondering exactly what it might be.
Well, here's why that's on the news. The important part is the governor's reaction to him announcing that he was running for treasurer, but that's what he said. And I don't like to chop people's quotes up.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so that's just what he said. So
just being inquisitive, that's...
That's all. I know, I don't care if they talk to each other. That's their business.
Yeah, I just was kind of wondering, so... anyway, the Bengals are a field goal machine, as their field goal kicker is very accurate. It seems like he could kick almost anything. So with that in mind, I'm going to go for 23-14. Two touchdowns, and the Bengals win by 3 field goals.
Okay, we'll say 9. I think they're going to win by 10 or more. We'll see what happens.
I mean, they often have these high-scoring games, but the 23-14, I think their momentum is just so good. There's nothing stopping them because they certainly weren't supposed to be Kansas.
There's going to be a lot of depressed people Monday morning if they lose.
Right. I mean, I've been a Bengals fan since the 70s, and it's exciting, but, you know, the world's not going to end if they don't win, but with this momentum, I don't see how it could happen any other way. But
we shall see. I hope for your sake they win, because I don't want you to get more depressed than you are now.
No, well, do I seem depressed?
You do. You sound like you're in the dump.
Or sick.
Well, it's, you know, in the evening, it's like I haven't had my coffee. I'm just kind of chilling and mellow. So I know when I listen to the shows, yeah, I'm so much more mellow when I call the Friday show, and I hadn't called in a couple of weeks. But
well, I'll let the governor know you're trying to get in touch with him.
Well, not me. It just he wanted Mayor Scott. Number two, or however we designate him.
We'll work it out.
To call him, so I was, you know, I guess a little bit nosy, but maybe next time that could be addressed.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't talked to either one of them, but I'm sure they will find their way to each other.
You know me, I sometimes find humor in these little things, but that's kind of, it's like, you know, I hear it at the top of the hour. It's like, well, maybe they're having a conversation right now.
They could be. They could be. And all brought together because of my program on WWGH.
Interviewer to the stars and the politician. If anybody could get that conversation to happen, you would be the man.
Well, I appreciate it. I'll see if I can figure out if they've talked.
Well, how are you doing today, Angie?
Oh, I'm doing good.
I don't want to leave you out of the conversation.
Oh, it's okay.
Okay, that's fine. I just want to wish you a happy, happy Super Bowl Sunday, happy Valentine's Day, happy President's Day. Whatever occasions are coming up, I wish you a happy all of them.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Adam.
Have a good day, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Phone lines are open. Remember, if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I still would be impressed if somebody could find out some way if Eber Baker's body got moved.
Yeah, I really doubt if it did. I mean, we went and saw the grave in, like, the family. You know, a lot of families, they have the gravestones in the circles, and that's how his is. And I don't know how there's any way all those bodies could fit.
No, I don't think it happened. But who knows? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I want to know, is Scott afraid to do anything? Not Scott, Adam. Is he afraid to do anything on his own? I've heard him call in before and say, well, you need to, I think one time it was Adele. He wanted you to get Adele on the program. Well, why doesn't he do it? He's on the air 2 days a week.
Well, I don't know. You know, I think Adam has not had the best luck with getting guests on the show, which maybe could be the reason. I don't know. I don't begrudge anybody for going out and trying to get guests on their show.
Right. But what was such a big deal whether Governor Strickland got a hold of Scott's shirt there? You know, if he wanted to know bad enough, why doesn't he get a hold of them himself?
Well, I think, now this is just my opinion. I can't state it for fact. But Adam, I don't think, has a high opinion of Governor Strickland. So I think that's what that was. I think it was a little jab. That's why he wouldn't call him governor. And I think that's what it was. I don't think it really had anything to do with the phone call.
Yeah, because that's like, who was it the other day? He kept calling somebody by their first name, and you told him that the guy that you interviewed did not want him to call him by his first name. He wanted him to call him Mr. And I can't remember who you said.
I remember having that conversation, but I don't remember who the person was. But yeah, you know.
Was it Jim Ganahl?
It might have been Jim Ganahl. But you know, I think that a lot of times people feel friendly toward these people, but I still think there's a formality unless the person says, call me whatever. You know, when I teach, a lot of people say, well, do the kids call you Mr. Spears or do they call you Scott? And I always say, well, we start out with Mr. Spears. Now, if I tell them they can call me Scott, that's okay, which most of the time it is. But I think, you know, if people earn a title, you should give it to them.
Right. But also, we grew up to respect our elders. You didn't call them by their name. They were either Mr. or Mrs. or Aunt or Uncle so-and-so.
Well, people are funny now, though. I mean, they'll call their mom and dad by their first name.
Oh, if I would have done that, I'd have got walked across the room, probably.
I know. Well, hey, thanks for calling. Maybe maybe Adam will go out and contact the governor or the mayor and find out what happened.
Okay, you guys have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye. I think Angie's gotten bored with the show tonight.
No.
And started to watch videos over there or something.
No, Natalie sent me a message, and I clicked on it, and it opened up.
No prob. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on calling back. 31 minutes past the hour, Super Bowl weekend, Valentine's Day, a lot of stuff going on.
I'm surprised nobody's called in to say who's the entertainment.
I don't know. Let's go here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, it sounded like Adam didn't smoke a little bit of that ganja or something.
That's what I thought.
He sounded like he's feeling pretty good. You know, a lot of people should calm down and mellow out, you know?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what his personal habits are. I've never seen that go on, but I guess you never know.
He was definitely a lot more laid back.
What does he have against Governor Strickland?
Well, I don't know. I think they have opposing viewpoints on... Well, I guess they really don't have opposing viewpoints, because Adams never talked to Governor Strickland that I'm aware of. But I think that Adam is not a fan of some of the things that Governor Strickland says. That's what I think. Again, I don't know for sure, but that's what I think happened. I would guess. Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 32 and a half minutes past the hour here. We love to hear from people.
All right, I just Googled who was the entertainment for the halftime show.
Who is it?
This should be interesting. Eminem, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar, and Mary J. Blige.
Going back in time.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, it's me again.
Hey.
My granddaughter lives in Cincinnati, and she said 2 weeks ago when the Bengals won, they're closing the schools down Monday.
Really?
Yes, so that the kids and a lot of businesses are closing down.
Boy, I hope they win Sunday. I
do, too.
It's going to be depressing if they lose.
Well, her husband, he's very talented. He's originally from Marion, and he wrote a poem pertaining to the Bengals, and the mayor is doing a proclamation for him about it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow,
when I get a hold of it, I'll let you hear about it.
Yeah, let us hear about that. We'd love to hear
that. Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Absolutely, and hopefully we'll keep everything crossed on Sunday that they win.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Wait, Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Phyllis. Bye-bye.
Alrighty, bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open again, 740-383-9944. That's nice. And you know, that's also a nice Valentine's Day gift, is to write somebody a poem.
Yeah, I've asked you to paint me a picture. I've never gotten a picture.
Well, it takes a little bit of time. When I get a little bit of time on my hands, I'll...
You could draw me a picture. Just with a pen.
You just want me to draw you a picture?
Well, sure.
But no, that's a good gift that people don't think about. You write a poem, and then you mount it on, like, construction paper or something, and put it in a frame, and give that to somebody. I think that's a nice Valentine's Day gift.
If you can write a poem.
Oh, poems are easy to write.
Are they?
Sure.
Roses are red, violets are blue.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have a clue.
It rhymed. I don't know. I just think that that's a nice thing to do. It's always good to be creative. Ode to somebody. O-D-E.
So, I think you say Bengals weird.
Bengals?
Yeah. You call them Bengals. Bengals.
Oh, my. Is this a problem?
No. But I think it's funny.
I'm supposed to say Bengals.
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 Isn't that how most people say it?
Well, all I know is I hope they win. If they don't win, there's going to be a lot of depression in this state on Monday.
Hopefully they do.
Phone lines are open, 35 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'll tell you something. I have eaten way too much this week. I don't know what happened this week, but I just got a tremendous appetite and ate a lot this week.
Well, that's okay.
I mean, it's good. It's been all good food. I certainly have had a good appetite, but... I have eaten a ton. I went to Wendy's last night, got a big meal, got a Frosty, French fries from McDonald's. Tonight I ate at Burger King. I've hit all the places recently.
I ate at, where'd I eat for lunch? Oh, we got OK Cafe for lunch today. And then I got a quesadilla from... L Camps tonight. My daughter wanted L Camps, so I stopped there and picked something up.
Go ahead, caller.
How was your test yesterday? Did you make it there in time to change your drawers?
Yeah. That was a problem, you know. I'll tell you, interestingly enough, it ended up that I had about 15 more minutes than I thought I was going to have, so I was close to home, so I was actually able to run home and change into some sweatpants, and it actually went very well. I'll tell you, the test was a lot easier than I thought it was going to be, and turned out good.
You get yourself all sucked up, and then find out at the end they're nothing.
Well, I'll tell you, it wasn't, honestly, I haven't been anxious, and I really haven't about any of these tests, but that one I was anxious about because of the whole dress code. I just,
right.
But once I got that taken care of, everything was just hunky-dory.
All right,
thank you.
See you later.
Bye-bye. You know, I appreciate that people care if I got my pants changed.
Why were you nervous about the dress code?
Because you could not wear anything with metal.
Right.
And I was coming from work, and I was not, I mean, I don't even think you're allowed to wear sweatpants to work. So I wasn't sure how I was going to get to this test with sweatpants on when I was, you know, wearing jeans at work.
Oh, whoa. I mean, why wouldn't you just take your jogging pants in with you to the bathroom and change in the bathroom before you left work? Do you know how many times I've had to change in the bathroom at work before I had to go somewhere else? If I was going somewhere, I'd just take my clothes with me and change at work.
Well, I don't know. To me, that just seems like something I try to avoid.
Oh, I've had to do that 100 times.
Maybe if there was a private restroom.
Yeah, but there's stalls. It's not like you would be changing in the lobby of the bathroom.
I mean, that might have been something I would have done, but it luckily it turned out okay. And I made it, and it was fine.
Or you could have just changed in the car. I'm sure I've done that too.
Well, somebody did bring that up, but I don't know. In broad daylight, that could be trouble.
Well, I mean, you're just changing your pants. You're not taking your underpants off.
No, but you never know what's going on. Cops start to look at that and they see what's that person doing over there. There's just problems. That's how you end up on the front page of the paper.
Yeah, you would end up on the front page of the paper. Scott Spears, pantless, in the parking lot.
See, you don't need that. You don't need that type of publicity. Phone lines are open 39 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here. We'd love to hear from you on this Friday night. All kinds of conversation tonight, which is good.
So I can tell, I can talk about what happened to me yesterday.
What happened?
I had a visual disturbance. I believe it's called a ocular migraine, because, you know, I love to get migraines, and now it's in my eyeball. So that was very weird. I don't know if anybody out there has ever had that happen to them before, but it was the weirdest thing ever. It was, like, fuzzy, and I moved my, because I wear glasses, and I moved my glasses, and I'm like, well, it's still fuzzy. That's weird, because it started out kind of clear. But it looked like a PAL. You know how you see the PAL sign with the jig-jags? Well, it was kind of like that. And then all of a sudden it got really colorful, like bright rainbow colors. And then it started moving all around. And I had no idea what was going on. I thought I was having a stroke. And I even messaged Scott. I said, I don't know, if I go to bed tonight, I may not even wake up in the morning. But I did wake up, but I Googled it, and it was an ocular migraine. It was weird.
Well, I think you better see your oculist.
Yeah, I don't know it's just weird, because I've had migraines. I mean, I've been suffering from headaches forever, but I've only had migraines for the past few years, and I've never, ever, ever had that happen before, but it was really scary. But it went away probably after like 20 minutes. It was just weird. I don't know if anybody has ever had that happen.
I heard today that once you go through the change, migraines stop happening.
Oh. Well, I need the change to happen today.
I don't know what the reason for that is, but that was the conversation. Not everybody, I guess.
Well, I know my doctors have told me that, like, your hormone levels, they vary, and, you know, like, my age, your estrogen level just, it drops, which can trigger migraines.
How do you really know whatever triggers it?
Well, I mean, I do know 110% that MSG triggers my migraines, and I get the worst migraines after if I eat something with MSG in it. I mean, I know that's the number one thing I avoid.
Like, I wouldn't even remember what I ate.
Well, yeah, I mean, you kind of have to just watch. There's MSG in Cheetos, Doritos, there's MSG and all that stuff. So I really have been avoiding all that stuff. But because I know that is my number one trigger. And even I like to make those little pasta side dishes. And a lot of those have MSG in it. So I really have backed off on doing all that. Because my migraines, and I was eating lunch meat and cheese every day, and lunch meat's a migraine trigger, cheese is a migraine trigger, chocolate's a migraine trigger, so I don't need a whole lot of chocolate.
So but what is
I
not?
I did eat that chocolate cake, so it was good. I can do it every once in a while, but I'll know if I have a migraine tomorrow that it was the chocolate. But
I made baklava this week.
Yeah, you did. I had a baklava sundae.
And what'd you make of it?
It was good.
Very good, I thought.
Yeah. Did you eat any? I didn't. I don't.
No,
think
no,
I
haven't. I haven't.
Any.
Well, I haven't. I really haven't had much of a rest this week. It's been a very busy week.
You ate the lemon stuff.
I did eat the lemon stuff. I told you I've ate a lot this week. I ate the lemon stuff. I ate all those fast food places.
And I got you a lemon donut.
A lemon donut the other morning.
I don't know if you ate it.
I had that blueberry cheesecake thing from Andrew's. I've ate a lot this week.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sometimes that's okay.
Well, at this point, I figure, who cares?
For supper one night, Well, this week, I didn't really feel the greatest all week. Nally didn't feel real great all week. It was just kind of a blah week. So, I know there was a couple of nights I just ate pretzels. What else did I eat? Pretzels and an orange for supper. I really didn't eat much. I mean, I came over that one night and I ate that baklava sundae, but I don't know what we ate for supper.
I don't think I had any supper that night.
Huh. I don't remember.
A lot of times I'll skip over dinner.
Oh, I don't skip dinner. I have to eat something. But I like to eat real food, not just like junk, like pretzels.
Like yesterday, I had to drink water all day. You know, I couldn't eat all day. So I had to have water.
And you really drank water?
Yeah. I had water here in the morning.
I don't think I ever saw you drink. I don't think I've ever seen you drink water.
Well, the people at McDonald's were very upset that I came through the line that morning asking for water.
I'm sure they were.
Shocked.
Unbelievable.
That's why I sounded a little shocked here, a little off Thursday morning, because I was drinking water. I had no large diet Coke to wake me up.
I cannot drink pop in the morning. Ugh.
Then I went out last night and bought pop, so I actually have pop in my refrigerator, which I normally don't. I've had a thirst for pop lately, more than I normally do. Normally at home I drink lemonade, but now I've been into the pop.
You're tired of the lemonade.
Well, I think I'm tired in general. I think I need to have a rest.
A rest?
Mm-hmm. I've said this before, people are always on the go, and you gotta stop sometimes and relax.
Well, you go 7 days a week.
It's bad.
Because you work, and a lot of times we go out on Saturdays, because that's your only day off, and so you're always on the go. You don't relax. but I think you'll have to relax.
Well, I think I'll enjoy that.
You can watch TV all day long.
See, I am not going to know what to do with myself. It's going to be very strange. I don't know. We'll see.
I'm sure you'll find stuff to do. You could read books. You could read all the books in your house. That would take up all that time.
Well, I think I have read all the books in my house.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
You could
read
them again?
There's books everywhere in my house. I have books in my bedroom. I have books in my living room. I have books on the coffee table. I have books in the bathroom.
I think you read really fast. It would take me a year to read a book.
I just have books everywhere. I love a good book. But I like fact more than fiction. Nonfiction. I like nonfiction books.
Guess what kind of books I would read if I read books?
What's that?
Murder mystery books.
Well, murder mysteries aren't bad. I just don't like unsolved mysteries.
Oh, and you know what? Oh, we never talked about... Did you ever talk about that store we went to over in
I don't think so. Go tell people about that.
Okay. What's it called? Love Our Heroes, I believe. It's a thrift shop. It's in Belleville, and we just happened to run across it. But they donate... Like, people donate to them, and then all of their... They don't charge anything for anything. Like, you can go in there and get 20 things, and then you can just give them a donation. But they give the donation to the veterans. I don't know. There must be a veterans association that they give to. And so anyway, when we went over there, we got a whole cart full of stuff. And I gave them a donation, and I found a video for you. Remember?
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
You thought that I was going to watch Unsolved Mysteries with Robert Steck.
Yeah, I got it just for you because I thought you would enjoy it.
No, you didn't. You know I despise this man.
Well, and you know, I switched my TV services to I think I have Spectrum now. Well, anyway, it got stuck on this TV Plus. I don't even know what TV Plus is, but it's not Spectrum. And it was stuck on Unsolved Mysteries. Like, you would turn my TV on and it would be Unsolved Mysteries.
I'd smash the television.
And then I couldn't figure out how to get it off of Unsolved Mysteries, which I don't mind watching it. You know, Robert Stack.
He's dead.
But he doesn't scare me.
But let him be dead. Just let him be dead.
So, I mean, the other day I was watching it and he had a story on about Elvis.
I don't care for
him. They were saying that Elvis killed himself.
See?
But I don't know. I don't know anything.
I bet it was unsolved too, wasn't it?
Probably. Because it's Unsolved Mysteries.
Well, that's right. And at the end he came on and he said, oh, you know,
If you have any information.
If you have any information, don't approach these people. They'll kill you. Call our toll-free number. Like, I'm going to stop if I see a murderer and call Robert Stack's toll-free number. That ain't happening.
They are armed and dangerous.
You know, I hate to say this, but I'm kind of glad he died. Because I don't think if I would have ever run into him in life, it would have been, I don't know. Terrible.
I'm really disappointed, though, because you did not take that video I got you. It was still sitting in my car today.
I don't want anything to do with Robert Stack.
Well, we could have watched it.
No. No, my parents traumatized me as a child by watching that show. And why would you play that for little kids who then have to go to bed in a dark room?
Well, I probably did.
Oh, horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible. Why did people even like that show?
Mom, you try to think that maybe you can help solve a crime.
No. It was a messy show. It should have never been on. And it was on forever. Gosh, that thing went on for years and years and years. I don't think it went off till he died.
Well, there's a whole channel on my TV that it's stuck on this channel.
I still think his wife killed
mysteries.
Him. I think Rose Marie Steck, his wife, killed him.
What did he die from?
I think he had a skillet, skillet in the head. He had a dent.
Did you see where they said Bob Saget died from a
fall? See, isn't that a tragedy?
But they said he had COVID too.
I don't know. All I know is...
And an enlarged heart.
See?
But they say he died from an unwitnessed fall.
We're all gone. I'm telling you.
So was it the fall? Was it his enlarged heart? Was it the COVID? What was it?
Sounded like his health was in deterioration.
Yeah. I don't think they knew. I think it was just his time to go.
See, I never know what that means. When somebody... People say that. When somebody dies, they go, well, it was their time.
Well, we all have a time.
Do we?
Yes. And we don't know.
Well, who makes that up?
Well, who do you think makes that up?
I don't know, Robert Stack.
There's only one person that knows when we die.
If I walk out here in front of a car, was that my time?
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, why do they put in the newspaper then they died unexpectedly? They should put, what was their time?
Well, I mean, if you're... I don't know.
No matter when I die, I want them to put unexpectedly. No, I wanted to put expect. He died, and it was expected. We all thought that was coming. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Angie, the reason why he died was that brain bleed.
Oh, was it a brain bleed?
Yeah, he had fell and hit his head earlier that night, and he went to bed, and his brain bled. So that's what actually killed him. But he did have COVID and enlarged heart and stuff like that too.
Huh. Yeah, I didn't hear he had a brain bleed. I just heard that he had an unexpected, like, an unwitnessed fall, and he hit his head.
Yeah. And that's what, where he hit his head, that's where it caused him to have that brain bleed.
Gotta be careful.
Yeah.
You know, Robert Stack died from a skillet, cast iron skillet to the head.
Yeah, that's pretty bad, ain't it?
Yeah, from his wife.
I hope it wasn't hot, too.
Well, I don't know. I think she just had enough of him over the years with that Join Me Next Week on Unsolved Mysteries, and she just, bam.
And she didn't want to divorce him, and,
No, didn't want to lose that.
A lot of money that way.
No, Unsolved Mysteries, big money there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you watch Unsolved Mysteries?
Oh, yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
I think he's done a lot of good in some ways, too, but he's also... You know, I think Scott don't like it because he's profited a lot off of it.
No, I just...
Off of a tragedy, you know.
Well, the man was always in a graveyard with a trench coat on. What was he? He was no detective. He was no police officer. Why was he always wearing those trench coats out in the cemetery?
I don't know. Trench coat like Columbo wore.
Well, he did. And then, you know, they would show these hideous murders, people being dismembered. And then he'd come on at the end and he'd go, if you happen to see the person who did this, please call our 1-800 number here at Unsolved Mysteries. Consider them armed and dangerous. Well, why don't you go find him? Get out of the cemetery, take that trench coat off, and go do something.
Yeah, well, I watch shows, you know, when it comes on to some real gore, I turn it off.
Yeah, who needs that?
I remember, you know, when I was with my ex-girlfriend, you know, she had a teenage daughter, and she wanted to watch Silence with the Lambs, and I wouldn't let her watch it. And she said, well, I'll just watch it somewhere else then, eventually. And I said, well, yeah, maybe you will, but I said, you ain't going to watch it on that TV right there.
Well, there you go, and you that's,
know,
you know.
That ain't something, you know, for teenagers to be watching.
If it's not real, it doesn't bother me. Matter of fact, I can watch, you know, any of those shows, really. It's just I don't like Robert Steck. So I don't like Unsolved Mysteries. That's really, I can watch all that other stuff.
I don't like that gore.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right, phone lines are open. We got a few minutes left if you have anything to say. Coming up on 57 minutes past the hour, we wish all the best to the Bengals on Sunday and all the best to everybody for Valentine's Day on Monday.
But I like watching Forensic Files because I would like to be a forensic scientist.
I don't mind that show.
And I think it's neat.
And I like detective shows. I like movies that have bad stuff in them. I don't mind that. I just don't like Robert Steck. I didn't like his voice. I didn't like his demeanor in that show. I didn't like that they never caught anybody.
Well, how do you know they didn't catch anybody?
Well, they did from time to time, but their success rate was not very successful.
I don't know. I guess I've never paid attention.
Yeah, he was a scary man.
I don't know. There's a lot of unsolved cases in Ohio.
Well, that's okay, but don't reenact them. And then tell me about them.
You know, a lot of people do that online, and they, you know, they, like, vlog about it, and they make tons of money.
See, this is what's wrong with society. We just need to have comedy. Comedy and creativity. We don't need gore and dastardliness.
Well, you know, I have all the social media. I have Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, which I scroll through Facebook, but I don't really post much. And TikTok is stupid. And Instagram, I don't know, it's just pictures. But I don't understand a lot of the things that are posted on TikTok. I mean, I'll scroll through there sometimes just to look, and I just don't understand. And I think I'm, like, old or something. I just don't understand it. And I have to go in and read the comments to figure out what they are talking about.
People want attention nowadays. But people don't want to have any talent. This is what's happened to America. It used to be you had to have a talent or a trade. And then you would become famous for that. Like you were a great broadcaster, or you were a great actor, or you were a great scientist or a great politician, and then you would become famous. Now, people just want to be famous. You know, I asked a girl at work one time, a young girl, and I said, what do you want to be? She said, famous. I said, for what? She had no idea. She just wanted people to know who she was. That's not normal. People, but that's society now. What we really should want, you're supposed to pick something and work at it. And if you become known, good. If you don't, that's fine too. But you're still good at what you do.
Well, I tell you, these things that I have watched on TikTok, I mean, you really don't even have to have a brain to, like, do them. They do the stupidest things. And then, I mean, somebody like me, I have no idea what they're doing.
Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. One day the bomb's going to blow up.
Yeah.
Well, we send all our best to the Bengals on Sunday. We hope they pull it out. I'm going to try to watch the game. I'm not a football person, but I'll try. If I can have some food.
I'm sure you're going to want to watch the halftime show.
It sounds like my type of show. So hopefully, and we'll be talking about that Monday morning here. Don't forget Sunday morning at 11:10 a.m. Study His Word with Pastor Craig. That'll be live on Sunday. That'll be something you don't want to miss. The Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, Sunday night at 6 p.m. So watch that, listen to that right before the Super Bowl. Then you got the Super Bowl, and then I'll be back on Monday with Valentine's Day. So say goodnight.
Have a good night and a weekend.
For Scott Spears, Angie Evers, all of us here at WWGH Radio, we're heading for the dugout.
You hadn't said that. It got so much play.
You know what I think, actually? I have a very quick wit. Sometimes it's smarter than my tongue. But you know what I wish is? I wish people had a lighter touch. And